The latest statistics show Greece and Spain with the highest unemployment rates in the Eurozone, both at over 26%. For young Greeks, the news is much worse. Nearly 60% of people under 25 are jobless, and that number is expected to rise. Joanna Kakissis spoke with three 20-somethings, and she sends this letter from Athens.
I'm sitting down for an iced espresso with Mario Kyriakos. He's your typical 24-year-old Greek guy. Scraggly beard, thin, lots of energy. He's got a degree in Greek history and literature.
Is this one of your favorite cafes?
Yes. I have stopped coming so much. If you give every day €3, then at the end of the month, you will see that the cafe is something very expensive in our days.
Mario worries about money. For 6 years, he worked as a private tutor for school children. But last year, many parents lost their jobs and couldn't pay him anymore.
My family until now gives money to have my food, to getting outside, to be with my friends, with my girlfriend, and all these things.
Mario lives with his family in Zografou, the leafy Athens suburb where he grew up. His parents give him about €160 a month. That's about $200. He spends some of it going out. The rest he saves to visit Munich, where his Greek-German girlfriend, Elena, lives.
I went to see her during Christmas. It was an expensive journey, I have to say, but that's love. How can I say it?
Mario would rather stay in Greece, but he can't find a job.
If you are lucky and find a job, the money that you will earn are very low. We speak about wages, €300 per month. A young man nowadays with €300 cannot live alone, cannot pay the bills. He cannot create a family.
Eleni Garanziotti is showing her handmade necklaces at an exhibit in central Athens. She's 24, a classic Greek beauty with a crown of tiny braids. She moved back home after she lost her job as a beautician last year.
I was this young person with so much energy and appetite for work, and I had no outlet for it. I felt like a financial burden to my parents. I just wanted to find a way to be independent.
So 6 months ago, Eleni and her older sister, Roro, started Sismade, an online jewelry shop based in their hometown in southwestern Greece. 70% of our friends are unemployed, Roro says. Those who work don't talk about it so the others don't feel bad. The sisters haven't made a profit yet, but they say it feels great to be working again. Back in Zografou, Mario shops for groceries. He frowns at the receipt. $20 for 8 items. How can someone who makes €300 a month ever be independent, he says. The math just doesn't work. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.